This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, in the interest of SRW, decided June 17, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. One in the interest of SRW, no, ED112622. Appeal for when the Circuit Court of St. Charles County, cause number 23AD JU0122, Honorable Vincent Johnson. Filed June 17, 2025. Introduction. Mother and father appeal from the trial court's judgment terminating their parental rights to SRW, child. On appeal, father and mother argue there was insufficient evidence supporting the trial court's findings on failure to rectify and parental unfitness, that the trial court erred in finding it was in child's best interest to terminate parental rights, and in not allowing them to reopen evidence following trial. 1. We affirm the judgment of the trial court. One, mother previously filed a motion to adopt father's brief as her own for the purposes of this appeal. This court denied that motion. In her brief, mother adopted father's points on appeal and facts section verbatim. Additionally, mother's argument section substantially copies father's argument with minor edits, i.e., changing father to mother and deleting argument relating solely to father. Rule 84.04 sets forth the requirements of briefs filed in appellate courts. Binational Gateway Terminal, LLC v. City of St. Louis, 697 SW3D 593-597, MOAP, ED-2024. Compliance with Rule 84.04 is required to give notice to the other party of the precise matters at issue and to ensure that appellate courts do not become advocates for the appellant by speculating facts and arguments that have not been made. ID. Quoting Murphy v. Steiner, 658-2. Factual and procedural history. Facts 2. Child was born in July 2021. Following child's birth, medical personnel had concerns about mother and father not being able to give child appropriate care, despite medical personnel giving them infant education. There were also concerns with father's claim that he would take the baby and care for child alone. Addit Eo Nally, mother checked herself out of the hospital early against medical advice, despite child needing close monitoring and feeding care. As a result of these concerns, a newborn crisis assessment was completed while child was still in the hospital. Then, the Children's Division performed an investigation, filed a petition to take custody of child, and took custody of child. Mother SW3588-591. Mo App WD 2022. Mother's verbatim copying and pasting of father's facts, points relied on, and argument sections makes this court's job quite difficult because mother's brief does not distinctly advise the other party and this court as to mother's precise matters at issue. This court is left to parse on its own the specific factual differences and potential arguments based on those differences between mother's and father's claims. Mother's briefing requires this court, in effect, to become an advocate for mother, which is impermissible. To the extent we can understand the facts and arguments without advocating, we review ex gratia. We view the facts in a light most favorable to the trial court's judgment and set forth the facts specifically as to each parent. 2. Father's and mother's statements of facts violate Rule 84.04c. Rule 84.04c requires appellants provide a specific page references to the relevant portion of the record on appeal, i.e., legal file, transcript, or exhibits. Appellants' statements of facts violate Rule 84.04c by providing no citations to the record whatsoever. By providing no citations to the record, appellants' statements of facts fail to fulfill their primary purpose, to afford an immediate, accurate, complete, and unbiased understanding of the facts of the case. Litvinchik versus Div of EmptSec, 449 SWW 3D 810 811 MOAP SD 2014, quoting Nichols versus Div of EmptSec, 399 SW 3D 901 903 MOAP WD 2013. Failure to follow the requirements of Rule 84.04C constitutes grounds for dismissal. Republic Finance, LLC versus Ray, 698 SW 3D 184 187 MOAP ED 2024. Because a parent's right to raise their child, Ren, is a fundamental liberty interest, we elect not to dismiss. 3. After the children's division took custody of child, mother was placed on a service plan. This plan required visitation with child, financially supporting child by providing food, formula, clothes, gifts, and monetary support, paying child support, attending parenting classes, and working with a parent aid coach, among other requirements. Early in the process, mother visited child, but later all visits to child stopped. Mother was ordered to participate in services for the return of child, but she did not participate in any services other than when the parent aid went to the home to help with parenting skills. Mother has an intellectual disability, which required supervision and a safety plan when she was with child.